Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Please be advised that Little Miss Recap contains adult language.
Welcome to Little Miss Recap, the podcast where we supervise your haircuts real, real close.
Okay.
Excuse me, Brayden, you missed a spot.
Can you imagine a world in which I can't imagine going with my husband to get his haircut unless it was like an errand we're running, like in a list of things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's it. That's the only. And then you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sit in the chair in the front on my phone and play, you know, Bejeweled Blitz.
Well, you know where Timmy gets his haircut? Right here.
Right here.
I cut it. So, yeah.
Yeah. So you supervise the cutting of Timmy's hair all the time.
I do. And I'm not a barber. And I literally just take the clippers and that's it. Done. Yeah.
His hair is super short. It's easy.
Yeah. He's real simple. I mean, I was really contemplating cutting my own hair yesterday. I was like, how hard can it be?
It's hard.
I can do this. Don't and then I'm that. Like, stop.
Away from the scissors.
Yeah.
When Todd and I met early pandemic, he had bought himself some clippers like every other man in America to do his hair. And they came with an eyebrow, like, trimmer situation. Mm. So he did that. But having never done it before, he wound up shaving off half his eyebrow.
Ooh. Okay. So he was going Vanilla Ice.
He was going Vanilla Ice. And that's when we started talking. And so we met online. We did a FaceTime. And afterwards, he's like, I'm sure you noticed my weird janky eyebrow. And I'm like, no, because it like was right where his glasses hit.
Amanda, did you meet online or did you meet on Meet a Prisoner? Tell me the truth.
I mean, we both felt like prisoners during that time because it was spring of 2020 and we were all in lockdown. But no, it's not actual. Okay. I don't think either Todd or I would do well in prison.
I would be horrible.
I would just cry. I would just sit in the corner and cry.
I would cry the entire time. Mm-hmm. Yes, same. Mm-hmm. Guys, if you're listening to this, it's Wednesday. Hello.
Hello.
And you will have heard by now, we dropped Love During Lockup.
Woo!
Yay! And that's on the free feed for everybody to hear and decide if they would like to join us on the paid feed to hear more.
Please do.
And also 90 Day Love in Paradise we dropped on the free feed. So you got a lot to try before you buy.
Mm-hmm. And guys, lip is good.
I'm so excited about all this content coming up.
Oh my God, the masturbator.
Fucking masturbator. I don't know what to do about him.
No, not about him either.
He has a Paul of Carini and Pole feel to him, doesn't he?
He does. He kind of feels like a mix between Pole and Clayton of Closet Mom fame.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like these two, yeah.
Yeah. Both it's like if they had together. A baby.
Yeah.
Oh, is that Leo?
It is Leo.
Guys, my name's Amy Archer. I am here with my favorite cat mom.
Cat mom. Cat mom.
Amanda Lipnack right now. Cat mom.
Cat mom. Leo, I'm a cat mom.
I was so excited to talk about Seeking Sister Wife this week. This is the best show on television right now.
Oh my God. This really is the best reality show on television right now.
And do you pinch yourself that this is our job to, well, it's not your real job, but it's my job.
It's the job I enjoy.
To get up and look at this.
Yes.
And talk about these idiots.
Guys, we get up at like 8 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday and we cannot, we were supposed to record at 8. Amy, mm-hmm. or 9, Amy texts me. I can start at 8:30 if you can. I'm like, yeah. Yes, I can. Yeah, let's go.
We're so excited. Yes. This is our church. This is our church.
I'm fine with that.
It's okay. Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
What other announcements do I have? Oh, we covered what Jennifer did, and that was myself and Chubnum. She is a backdoor friend. Yay. Please give her the backdoor friend welcome. She's going to be coming in from time to time with her lawyerly expertise.
She's got the lawyer brain that neither of us have.
To talk about certain true crime stuff. So she'll be around for that kind of stuff. Steph and I still working hard on Virgin River. Oh, I know what I want to announce. We're interviewing Michael from Married at First Sight.
I know. I'm so excited about this. You know, my question is, what was, quote unquote, the plan?
Oh, I'm going all in on that.
What was it?
Yeah.
Because no one can really figure out what it was.
No. Mm-mm. No one can really figure out.
No.
So that should be airing Saturday.
Awesome.
If he shows up and everything goes as planned.
Okay.
All right.
We've all been to this rodeo before. We know that a lot of these things don't show up that way.
Yep. So we'll
see. You did drop the Family Ties, Uncle Ned.
Yes. Yes.
Which I'm listening to. And I do want to say on this public forum.
Well, let me just tell everybody where that's at.
So that's
at the $12 tier.
Yes.
And that is your Gen X Corner for April. Jenny and I, my sister and I, covered a very special episode, Family Ties, the one where Tom Hanks is Uncle Ned.
Uncle Ned, the alcoholic and the embezzler from the World Bank.
And who drinks a whole thing of vanilla extract. Because that's how we did alcoholism in the 80s.
That's right. It's funny, but not funny. But I do want to say, I appreciate your conversation about early Family Ties, about Michael J. Fox. I like that you knew that it was originally going to be Matthew Broderick as Alex Keaton. This is good. The one thing I will say that you said, you're like, these parents are supposed to be hippies and they're not that hippie.
I felt they were yuppies. But then somebody corrected me and said they're hippies who went to college. They're educated hippies.
They're educated hippies. And in the first season, they are much more flower childy hippie.
Oh, okay.
When they thought they were going to be the focus of the show.
Okay.
And then it wound up being Alex. And so they kind of switched him. It's very much like the West Wing. Martin Sheen was never supposed to be the focus of the show. He was only supposed to come in a couple times in the season.
Okay.
It was really supposed to be Rob Lowe's show, which is in large part why he left all pissed off because he wasn't making more money.
And then did he go to Parks and Rec?
He then went to Parks and Rec.
Which is one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, I've never watched it.
And oh, so good. We need to do a tradesies.
Okay. Yes. Okay. A West Wing
Parks and Rec tradesies. I've never watched West Wing.
I know. I don't understand.
I am a huge political junkie. Well, reformed, former political junkie.
I don't understand how this
happened. I've literally been broken. But I think I would like it.
Yeah, we have to do it.
I'm also, like we talked about, I'm watching Baby Reindeer. Real good. Watching Fallout. Very good. Very well done. Mm-hmm. So yeah, a lot of good stuff on right now.
There's a lot of good TV happening right now.
I literally lie in bed and I'm like watching stuff and I'm like, God, I want to talk to the backdoor friends about this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to think, this is an idea that came into my head. We need like some kind of TV club where we just all jump on a live like Zoom or something.
Yeah.
And talk about what we're watching.
I think that would be great.
Mm-hmm. Once a month.
I have a pro Zoom account.
There you go.
Guys,
let us know if you're interested.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll do it.
So where do you want to start with Seeking Sister Wife, season 5, episode 8? By the way, let's talk about this real quick. We heard from our contact. Please keep everything that happens in this episode under wraps until it airs. It is a huge secret.
It's a huge
drop. We don't want it coming out.
To drop.
We all know Danielle Merrifield blew this already.
Right. She blew that she was pregnant.
What an idiot.
A while ago.
What an idiot.
It makes me wonder, like, I don't know if these people, like, if the people who work for the show and stuff live in these podcast and Facebook groups like we do. I would think they would have to.
How much do you wish that this was a surprise?
I know. I really do wish it had been a surprise.
I would have just
so good.
Flown off the
handle.
Off my seat.
Sure.
I would have, like I used to say on my Little House on the Prairie podcast, which is still around, guys. Gen X, this is why. I would go to Banana Town. I would have went to Banana Town.
Yes, you would have gone to Banana Town.
Okay. So we have a lot to talk about. Let's get to it. Where do you want to start? I'm going to spin the wheel.
Let's get the Ryans out of the way.
Okay.
Let's go the Ryans.
All right. Okay.
Because I feel like, well, obviously the Merrifields are always last. Mm-hmm. And I feel like given what we learned about the Sherwoods, they should be the next to last.
Okay. All right. So the Ryans are not giving up dating.
No,
can't stop, won't stop. Mm-mm. Broke down Bill Paxton has, his dick wants to get wet somewhere. Oh, God. Gross.
No, it's worse than that. Becky wants his dick to get wet. I'm telling you, the more we see Becky, the more terrifying this woman is to me. He's just dumb.
She's squeaky terrifying. From. She's squeaky from. She just is.
She's terrifying.
Mm-hmm. She's squeaky from. And I'm scared of her.
I'm scared of her too.
So they take Broke Down Bill Paxton to the hairdresser. And Becky's basically like, clean him up. Clean
him up. Fix this. Fix this situation.
Now, the hairdresser is a guy named Braden. And I found
you
him
went a deep dive on Braden.
Okay. Here's the thing, guys. Justin and Becky are of a certain political view. Okay.
Correct. Correct.
We spotted a red hat in the background this episode. We know from her Facebook, which we did a deep dive of, that she certainly is not on Braden's team. And let me tell you.
No, she's not.
Braden the barber is real fun.
I like Braden. I'd like to hang out with Braden.
And he does drag.
I think we could get a drink with Braden and have a real good time.
Braden's great. He does drag. He's a gay man. He's like all about pride.
He's not polygamous, though he said he was.
Let me just say, he's not, I'm sure if Broke Down Bill Paxton got to know him a little bit, he would not be friendly with him.
No, I don't think so.
So it is amazing.
This that is a he is great confluence this. Of personalities in one barber chair.
Mm-hmm. So Braden has clearly been prodded to ask, so is there a special event you're doing tonight?
Because people only get their hair cut when there's a special event.
Mm-hmm. So I just wrote here like, hey, Becky, why don't you hop in that chair? Because she's like a real broke down like me.
Yeah, she is.
She has six strands of hair. It's all wispy, like it's been, I have a real hard water sitch here, which kills my hair. I think she's got some hard water on her property.
Yeah.
She's not looking great.
I also feel like she has that thing, which I have had many a time when I've been in a period of my life without bangs, which I'm in right now, where like you throw your hair back in a ponytail and then you like go outside and do yard work. So like the little frizzles at the end of your hair start coming out because you get sweaty.
Yes.
That's what I feel like she looks like all the time.
Yeah. Squeaky Fromm's not looking her best here.
No.
So Justin is getting ready to date Yari. And he says, you know, it's slow on the polygamy apps because the ratio of creepy couples to single women is like 100 to 1.
You are the creepy couple.
Well, he didn't say creepy couples. I said that.
I know, but yes, he's the creepy couple.
The call's coming from inside the house. So he's like, so we want a regular date. That just feels gross to me when you think about these apps and these. Uh-oh, I just had an idea.
What's that?
Do I need to go on the app?
I think this would be highly entertaining. I think we could enjoy this.
Will you help me craft my profile?
Yeah, let's do this.
I think it needs to be like perimenopausal meatball shaped person with real hot takes.
Yes. Yes. I think
possible.
It's gonna be
I've heard I snore. Possible snorer.
Could. But you have to tell Timmy you're doing this so he knows it's all above board.
Afraid of bees.
Afraid of bees and snakes.
And well, I'm not too afraid of snakes, believe it or not.
Oh, I'm very afraid
birds.
Of
snakes. Birds.
Birds. Yes, birds we're and afraid bees. Of birds. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I could end it by saying, Rose in the streets, Blanche in the sheets.
And that'll get a lot of people's attention.
There we go.
Because, you know, a lot of the hot men know exactly what that means. I mean, those hot men tend to be gay if they know what that means. But that's okay. It's fine.
Okay. So we'll try it out. All right.
Okay.
So, because I just want to fuck with some of these couples. Becky says, I'm optimistic, but not confident that Yari really knows what's going on here. And he's like, I saw Yari. And I was like, boner. Like, it was just all
she's
over.
She's a good looking woman.
She's a good looking woman.
I want to know what Stephanie looked like, though, because Sloth / Becky does not look like either. I just want to know.
She works out and he appreciates that because he is such a fitness model.
He really is. His remember those tank tops?
So Justin says, well, I went out with Yari and I didn't really tell her immediately that I was a polygamist. I waited until I got some alcohol in her and plied her with, you know, some
mozzarella sticks or something.
Oh, you could manipulate me with mozzarella sticks, but I was thinking more like a roofie sitch.
Oh, okay. You went much more nefarious than I did.
Much darker.
Fine.
So, he says, I saved that
this
detail.
Is something
for
you roll out. You're like, hey, it's been great to know you. By the way, I'm a polygamist.
So then I wrote, oh my God, Becky is pointing out where Braden the barber missed a spot. Gross.
Gross. And gross. She's so into like the line of his. I don't give a damn. Mm-mm. I mean, don't get me wrong.
I do it and I don't care.
I find my husband very handsome. I find him handsome after he gets a haircut. I don't care any of the details about it.
No, me either.
It's what? Because he's a grown ass man who can get his own haircut.
So Becky says Yari is fancy and it's important that Justin looks crisp. Shut up, Squeaky Frum. No.
Yari is, what she said, Yari is fancy. I was like,
this
oh,
is
God.
Amanda and I trying to say vibe check. Nope. Nope.
How do you think Becky knows the Milkshake Yard song?
No. Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. He's like, so Braden the barber's like, yeah, this is kind of cool. I'm cool with your lifestyle. You know, I'm out of the box myself. I like to think out of the box. And Becky asks Braden if he has ever cut hair for a polygamist before. He's like, cut hair for one. I am one, bitch. I'm here not. For this guy. I'm like here him. For him.
Can we have a whole show of him just fucking with Becky and
oh my God. Oh
Becky
my God.
And Justin?
So he tells the camera, I have two partners, one here in Texas and one here in New Jersey. He doesn't tell idiot Broke Down Paxton that they're men. And fuck you, dude. So Becky seems real disappointed that like he's almost one-upped her.
He's like,
and she
cool
wasn't
with this.
Able to shock him.
Exactly. She did not get the like woo response. That, nope. That's what she wants. That's her kink.
Nope. So Braden says, I've been practicing polygamy. I think he means poly.
He does. He means
for
polyamory.
For 6 months. And he says, you know, it's great to meet another couple in the lifestyle. And then I think the roofie kicked in at this point. Roofie and him now. Because he says he's handsome and she's beautiful.
Right.
And I'm sure they'll do well. No, they won't. No, they won't. And they're voting against your right to exist, dude.
Right.
So, nope.
Braden, come on, man. Do better.
Braden, call us. Call us.
We'll set you straight about the Ryans. Whose name isn't even Ryan. So
no,
it's fine.
No. So I wrote he's polyamorous. Okay.
Yes.
So
yes.
Justin is happy to see other people who are open to this. And he says, you know, I'm really hoping that Yari can heal my broken heart from that motherfucking bitch, Stephanie.
Do you think that they're still going to be paying for her Orange Theory membership for years?
Yeah, because they're morons and probably signed a contract. Also, right. Do you think when he's weightlifting that when he goes on the up, he's like, Stephanie! Stephanie! Fuck you! Stephanie!
Maybe he's using his rage at Stephanie to bulk up. Get those muscles.
He's on his way protein journey.
He's on his way protein journey. It's not good. It's
so
not
now
good.
I wrote, this is dark. Becky reminds me of, and I sent it to you, the Kristen Wiig character from Saturday Night Live when she does Denise, is it Marihal, the Marihal sisters or whatever? Yeah. And they're like a folk singing sister group and there's three or four of them. And then she's the one who's got the real high forehead and the baby hands.
Yeah.
And the misplaced tooth. And that's who she reminds me of. Like she just pops up and she's like hard to look at. So now he's getting ready and she's even micromanaging him putting on his little compression socks.
Oh my God.
Like, back off.
I think living with her would be exhausting.
Exhausting.
She's an asshole.
Now, I'm not 100% sure on this, but I do know I saw a red hat in the background with an American flag on the side of it. They blurted it out.
It seemed to have some like three lines of white writing on it.
So it might be a Trump hat, but might not be. So
might not be. But based on the rest of her Facebook profile, it would be very not surprising to have a MAGA hat in your house.
Agree. So then we have a stack of what looks like unopened mail. I'm so fascinated by their background. I don't even focusing on what's happening with them. I'm like, okay, they clearly have unpaid bills that haven't even been opened there. Which I remember being in that state where you just avoid it because you can't pay it.
We don't even play open it. my first husband and I used to play a game where we would just take the bills and we'd throw them. And whichever one got the furthest is the one that didn't get paid that month. Because we couldn't pay all of them.
There you go.
So we would just kind of.
If I didn't see it, it's not due.
No.
So there you go.
What do I know?
Yep. So we do get a shot of his feet and his dogs, and we don't need that. Nobody Mm-mm. needs that.
Mm-mm. Nope.
So Becky is all like, here's what you need to do. You need to pull out the chair. You need to do this. You need to do that. And she's like, but no intimacy.
I felt like this was the speech.
A mother gives a son.
That my ninth grade boyfriend or eighth grade boyfriend, Seth's mother, probably gave him anytime he hung out with me.
Okay.
That's the level of like, I need to tell this 14-year-old boy how to act like a human being on a date. Yeah,
100%.
But Justin's like in his late 40s.
Yeah.
We should know better by now.
Yeah. So he's like, or she's like, no intimacy. And even if you try, even if she tries, which I'm sure she will because you're so fucking hot, you need to tell her, you need to fight her off.
Right.
Fight her off from sucking your dick. Just stop her. So Becky tells the camera, we are not making the same mistakes we did with that whore, Stephanie.
Probably gave us the clap.
Jesus Christ. They really hate this woman.
So but they're going to pay for her Orange Theory membership forever.
So now I wrote, he slithers into the restaurant. And he tells the camera.
Why isn't Becky at this date, like, hovering from another table? She needs to be the Wheel of Fortune head.
Wheel of Fortune head. Yep. Or is it Cyrano de Bergerac?
Oh, it could be a little earpiece because he can't be trusted to talk to her like a person.
So he says, I don't think she really read the profile. She must have been blinded by my looks.
With those lips.
No, douchebag. It's called English is her second language, and she probably missed this.
Who could resist those lips, Amy?
So
then he puts chapstick on.
Yari comes in and he greets her. Hola, mama. Mama?
Stop it.
Mama?
Stop it.
This is, is Rojo. Agua. Azul. This is Kenny language.
Kenny. This woman. Poor Kenny. Poor Kenny. Poor Yari. This woman is on a date with this guy on television. Now, this will be a great story for her to tell forever.
100%. Hola, mama. So she tells the camera, you know, I met him and it was for a normal dinner. And then he surprised me with Becky and she pops up. Becky surprises a lot of people. It's a squeaky Frome, Denise Marhall sister situation.
Becky's terrifying.
It's terrifying. So she says, I don't know what's going on, but this is new for me. And now he drops the bomb that he has 6 children in total, he says, which is a weird thing to say. Because I say I have 2 children, I don't throw in an in total. So I'm wondering if he is a kid from someone else. But he got married to her when he was like 18.
So they've talked, I think what he means is I think there are 4 kids at home. And I think 2 have launched. I think that's why he says it that way.
Well, they're grandparents, according to their Facebook page. So one of the kids had a baby.
Like, I could see my dad saying, I have 1 kid, but 3 in total. Because he would count my stepsisters in that. Okay. But he has 1 child, who's me. But 3 kids in their family.
I just thought maybe you were going to admit that your dad had a whole second family.
He might have a whole... No, my dad's had a whole second family kind of guy. He didn't have time. He was going to medical school.
That's true. So she says she was a single mom and she raised her son all by herself and it was really hard. Mm-hmm. And Yari asks if Becky knows about her. And Justin says, oh, yeah. She's totally into it. I mean, she even holds my dick when I piss. So she's right there all the time.
She micromanaged my haircut for this date. So she is on it.
Justin says, this is, again, a fetish. It's gross. I'm attracted to Arabic and Latino women and healthy gym looking women. So again, he's not looking for me.
He does not want us, Amy. And that's actually a good thing. We can mark ourselves safe from Justin.
That's true. Merch
alert. We are marked safe from him.
We are marked safe from broke down Bill Paxton.
We are safe. Thank God.
So he asks Yari, can you get on board with this? And she says, well, I need to know Becky's okay with it. And he's like, I don't keep no secrets. I don't keep no secrets from the Baxter. Okay.
Have you met Becky? Yari, she's terrifying. We can't lie to her.
She has a chip in my brain and reads my every thought.
She'll murder me in my sleep if I even look at her sideways.
She asks what his expectations are. Will they all be dating? And he says, well, we can all go together or alone. He says, if we end up doing this, spoiler alert, you're not going to.
Yari's not going to.
We'll figure it out as we go. On the camera, on the couch, I'm sorry. He says, I'm vibing with Yari. Yeah, vibing. Vibing. But no, she used to meet Becky. The vibe will die.
The vibe will be. If a vibe exists, which I'm not sold that a vibe does exist.
No.
Or should a vibe exist, mm-hmm. there will be no vibe.
No, I agree. After. Becky mm-hmm. will kill the vibe. Just she has a force field around her. It just sucks in the vibe, turns it to dust, and it crumbles around her on the
Becky
ground.
Becky is a vibe killer.
Yes. So he tells Yari, this won't be a problem because Becky's not jealous. She's not? Did you see her talk to Stephanie, that whore who gave her an STD?
The thing is, Becky wasn't jealous of Stephanie with Justin. Becky was jealous of Stephanie with quote unquote
Greg. Greg is the true hometown hero here. We need to hear from him.
I want to know who Greg is. I want all of Greg's story.
Greg, if you're listening, Greg.
You're not, but if you are, you're come not, to us.
If there's 12 people listening to this, if every one of you could tell someone else, that's 24, 36, 48. I could quickly. Just go on and on.
Exactly.
Greg, I need to speak to you. We will cloak your identity.
We'll figure out how to do that.
We'll give you the manosphere voice. Mm-hmm. We will mm-hmm. not put your face on camera.
A pixelated view of your yes. face, yes. like the 80s version yes. of it. It'll be great. Greg,
it'll,
come talk to
it'll
us.
It'll work perfectly.
Tell us everything about this situation.
He's like, do you want to go for a walk? And she's like, okay. And then she tells the camera, like, I don't know what he's expecting here. Does he want the three of us together? She says, I think it's better if he just tells the truth. She's confused.
Rightfully so.
She doesn't know what this is. No. And I don't blame her.
Nor does he.
So they walk 5 feet holding hands. And then he's like, then he hugs. Okay, this is the cringiest scene I've ever fucking witnessed on this show. Well, not me. Not really, because Garrick Merrifield and Roberta was, yeah. In this storyline, this yes. is cringy. They turn to say goodbye. He whispers to her, can I have a kiss goodnight? She clearly does not want to give him a kiss goodnight.
No, she does not.
He tries to kiss her on her forehead, on her cheek. She's giving him every body part. My right. lips, my nose, or not my lips, my nose, my cheek, my she's, eye.
She's
my,
doing the head roll the to get crown her, of- her lips away from his face is what she's trying to do.
Finally, she feels like she has to give in because he keeps pressuring her. It's gross.
That's There's, awful.
It's gross. She did not consent to this willingly.
No.
And then she goes, I don't know what's going to happen. We're going to see. We'll never see her again.
Nope. Thank you for playing, Yari. Here is your $25 gift card to Olive Garden. Have some good soup, salad, and breadsticks. It'll be fine. Yeah.
So now in a real real downer, real change, we're going to go over to the Sherwoods.
Okay. Amy, I feel bad that we made fun of this guy.
We did make a little bit of fun of him.
We did make fun of him.
Shane, if you're listening, we're sorry.
We're sorry. We're real sorry. We didn't realize there was some depth there.
Yeah, there's depth.
There's depth. We thought you were just a one-trick pony and you were just competitive axe throwing. We didn't know.
We are here with our hearts and hands open, yes. apologizing to you, Shane Sherwood. Please accept us.
Please accept our apology. Okay.
So Shane is meeting up with Charlie.
I like Charlie.
And he met him through another axe throwing competition. Jesus Christ.
Charlie does seem like a real friend, though. I liked Charlie.
Charlie came out as a hero in this.
Charlie's a great guy.
So he's a friend who understands what's going on, what they've been through. And Shane says it's been a while since he's seen Charlie. So he needs to download him on what's going on. Okay, I'm not letting that slide, Shane. I do like you, but no.
So, it's not what the kids are saying today. No. I appreciate it, but it's not what they're saying.
He tells Charlie about Sarah, and he says, you know, I was getting a bad feeling because Ashley was really into this girl. It was kind of weird for me.
Yeah, it's hard.
And he starts to get choked up, and he says, it was difficult for me to see, but I did like seeing Ashley happy. Now, I have always said this.
Mm-hmm.
I have never before in my life experienced actual true love. Okay. And I feel like I'm in that now.
Yeah.
To a point where I want Timmy to be happy, even if it's at my own expense.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
That's when you know somebody really loves somebody.
Yeah.
Shane really loves Ashley.
And I think Ashley really loves Shane. I think yeah. they're a real.
Yeah.
I think they're a really good couple.
Yeah. I feel real bad for all the shit we talked.
I know. Okay. All right. You know.
So We'll be back at it next week. This week is a reprieve.
Y'all act a fool next week, and then we'll have to call you out on it. But this time, I feel very touched by you.
But he said,
"I felt things."
But he
I didn't
says,
cry, but I felt things.
He says, "Like I liked seeing Ashley happy, and I thought that's love. There you go. It's such a simple thing, but like you don't feel it often, you know." She says she is interested, but wouldn't be the type. So he's telling this to Charlie, like. Sarah said she's interested, but doesn't want to jump right in. And he says, you know, I also feel like she's not really taking the steps to get to know us.
Okay.
Charlie tells the camera, this is tricky. Having a healthy poly relationship is a lot of work.
Correct.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
And he says, it's not for me personally. I would be super jealous.
Yeah.
Okay. But I feel like Charlie still is very respectful of the situation. He's not like, you guys are morons. It's not a Sam and Sam situation.
No, I think he's just like, I respect what they're trying to do. It's not the path I want to go on. But like, I could say that about someone who's, I don't know, a professional snowshoer. Like, that's not the path I want to go on.
Wow.
I respect. Okay. Is that a thing? Can you be a professional?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, right. If you could, I respect it. It's just not my choice.
Okay. Well, we feel this way about maybe like strong, God-loving folk.
Correct.
We respect not my choice, it, but not our choice. It. Yes.
Exactly.
Okay. So Charlie says, here's what you need to do. You need to ask her direct, be direct. Be like, this is what we're looking for. And if you're not on the same page, that's fine. But we need to know that. Shane says, you know, I feel like the bad guy sometimes. And I think Ashley thinks that I'm being too tough and that no one will ever be good enough for her in my eyes.
Yeah.
At this point, I start crying. Because I know what's coming. Because I made you spoil it for me.
And the thing is, I get that. Like, I get that feeling of I don't think anybody will ever be good enough for the person that I love more than anything. Like,
yes.
I get that.
Yes. And he says, I worry that one of these women might take her away. So now he tells us on the couch, one of the reasons they're doing this is because he was diagnosed with kidney cancer last year and he had to have surgery. He says, but the scan showed other areas that need to be addressed. Ashley just sits there, tears pouring down her face.
This is so real.
I could cry talking about it. Oh my God.
I, of course, didn't cry, but like,
I was doing what Ashley was doing. Like, I'm watching it and just crying. Like,
I felt
I
things.
Can't even.
These two kids are sweet. I'm sorry. The axe throwing's weird. The competitive beer bar game addiction is a little odd.
This explains why he's a stay-at-home parent.
Dad. This explains so much.
Yep. So I wonder if he was sitting home watching this and like, listening to some of the podcasts. No one's listening to us, so I'm sure he's not listening to us. But being like, oh, you motherfuckers are going to be...
Just wait till you hear.
Yep. Okay.
And like, here's the thing. I wonder if that's why she got pregnant so quickly after...
Maybe.
Because they have a baby. And she's pregnant again. If they were like, we got to get this
Let's get this show on the road done.
Yeah.
So he says, so even though I'm cancer-free at this moment, it will more than likely come back and we'll have to go through this again and we may not have the same outcome. Everybody, take a deep breath.
Sweet.
Okay.
And, oh God.
Okay. I know. Back at the bar, Shane is crying and he says, I need to make sure Ashley's being taken care of. Charlie says, whatever you need, I'm here. A hug, a talk, anything. He goes, this is not fair. And it's okay to feel like it's not fair.
100%.
And
you're allowed to be really pissed off at that in like your early 30s, you might have terminal cancer. Like you're allowed to be really fucking angry about it.
I could cry now.
I know. I can see it in you.
I'm getting welling up. I'm welling up.
You're getting welling up.
I'm getting welling up. So he says, I only have Ashley to talk to. I'm scared. I don't want to be weak. Charlie comes over
and hugs him.
And it is, we need to see this on
TV
more.
Male friendly affection.
Yes.
Because if it were two women, none of us would look at this funny. Like if you and I are having this conversation and I go and give you a hug, no one thinks this is odd. I don't know why it's odd for men. It shouldn't be. And I thought this was such a beautiful demonstration of male friendship.
I agree. And
Charlie's a good guy.
If you want to combat the Garrick Merrifields of the world, the Cody Browns of the world, it's this. Showing men being vulnerable with each other, hugging, crying, all of that, everything that goes with it. It was beautiful. I agree. So They hug. He sobs. Shane has to walk away. Like, mm-hmm. he's so overcome. Later, Shane is wearing his best axe throwing shirt, and and Ashley are chatting. Mm-hmm. And he says he feels better after having a chat with Charlie, and he tells her everything that happened. Mm-hmm. He says, you know, Ashley and I are confidants, but it's good to have someone else.
You need
and
I agree someone with that. Else.
And he tells Ashley everything that he and Charlie discussed, but he says he isn't sure that he ever cried in front of another man before, but it felt really good.
I bet it did.
I bet it did too.
Yeah.
And this is why I always feel like for men, especially if they were raised in a toxic masculinity culture or household, a male therapist mm-hmm. is often a really good fit for men because Agreed. it helps them. Like, that male therapist can model vulnerability for them, and it Correct. Also helps them to be able to open up to another man. Because mm-hmm. men cop out, and they get women therapists who are like mommy.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she says, I'm really glad that you had that. I really am.
They're sweet.
Then we get a Franken edit, which is really weird, of him saying, I've been pushing off the... And then totally different tone, cancer screening.
Yeah.
But I think it might be time. So I don't know if he set a specific test or a doctor's appointment. I don't know.
Yeah.
And
he probably has to get like a scan every 6 months or something. And he just has been pushing off doing maybe. It because he doesn't want to know. Like, and I get it.
Like I said, when I was on Psych Legal Pop with Tess and we were covering mm-hmm. this, I leaned in when mm-hmm. I heard he was sick. And yeah. I was thinking, is this a terms of endearment situation? It might be.
It could well be a endearment situation.
So she tells the camera, like, we knew this was coming. And here we are. It's kind of like that thing, like, you think it's off in the future, mm-hmm. but it's right
here. We're here. We're here.
And she says, we've tried to prepare, but we're here. And she's sobbing. They talk about Sarah. She says she feels good about it, but, you know, they need to have some more serious conversations. Mm-hmm. So that's where we leave them. I'm so invested in this storyline.
I want them to be okay.
I need them to be okay. I want Sarah to be loved. I need their kids to be. Now, I follow them on Instagram.
Okay. The babies are there.
He's yep. still with us.
Yep.
Babies are there. So they seem okay right now. We are sending love and
yes. thoughts. And knocking my fake wood desk here.
Yes. Hey everyone, stay tuned. Little Miss Recap will be right back after these words.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. You guys know I'm a huge fan of therapy, but what you may not know is you don't need to be in crisis to get help. See, we all carry around stressors, big and small, whether it's stuff at work, stuff with our kids, caring for our parents, even navigating friendships. Therapy is a safe place to work through those challenges. Therapy has also been a lifeline as I parent my teenage daughters. Working through some of my own stuff has made me a better mom. If you're thinking of starting, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and it's designed to fit your schedule. BetterHelp matches you with a licensed therapist who fits your needs, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/LittleMissRecap today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/LittleMissRecap. So let's scoot over. Let's cleanse our palate from the sweetness of that
yes.
to these two fucking idiots, the Merrifields. The
toxicity of Buena Vista.
Jesus Christ.
And I do have some notes.
Oh, from, good. Would you like to share them first or
sure,
after?
Sure, we can do that. So okay. Here's the thing. Amy and I talked about the potential of my doing some live reporting of Danielle Merrifield's lives after the episode. The challenge is because we're recording ahead of time, we're not going to get the live for this episode. We get
but you'll have it for the last.
But I gave some hints from the last one before. Mm-hmm. So number one, she and Garrick met in Wisconsin. She was 16. He was 20.
In Wisconsin or Wisconsin?
Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. Wisconsin. I didn't know if that was another place. I'm sorry.
No, Wisconsin, the okay. state. And
And what was that next part? They met in Wisconsin in what?
She was 16. He was 20. So there's 4 years between them.
Okay.
Okay. 16, 20 is a little...
It's a little better difference. Than Becky at 14.
It is better than Becky at 14, but it still is a little... feels like a big age. There's a big difference between being 16 and being 20.
I agree. But I think, like we've talked about, 20 years ago, people didn't think much of
That's true. That is true. They are just Christians. They do not subscribe to a specific denomination.
Okay.
And they don't have a church right now.
Garrick's probably going to try to start his own fucking church. You know this. It's coming.
Someone asked if you guys have ever thought of starting one. And they said no. Not something they're interested
in. She hasn't thought of it.
He surely has. Mm-hmm. And the reason they don't really have a church is because when people find out about how they live,
they
basically
out.
Get the boot. She misses Bert.
Oh, my God. Okay.
She really misses Bert.
She needs to give this up.
She misses Bert.
Okay.
God makes all of the decisions in her life. So
all
like
of them.
All of them. So it's really not hard because God is leading her to do what she needs to do. Someone asked, how many kids do you have? And she said, I have two boys.
Okay.
That's all she said. We know that is not true. There is an additional child.
Because she blew it. And I'm so fucking angry over that.
They make all of the new wives take STI tests. Someone asked about that.
Okay. Why is it STI, not STD anymore? What's the difference? Sexually transmitted.
Because it's an infection, not a disease.
Infection.
Okay.
All right. Gotcha.
Because most of them are infections that you can clear up very quickly. So they do make the new wives, and said it was very funny when they made Bert do it. And they don't do it because they think the women are sluts. Yeah.
Sorry. I shouldn't be laughing.
They don't They're do it because they assholes. Think the women are sluts.
Okay.
Right. Someone asked if they had ever met the Snowdens.
Oh.
They had not met the Snowdens, though she and Ashley did communicate at first when they were on the season together.
Okay.
But she's never met them. And I got the sense that she thinks they're nuts.
Oh, okay. All right.
So this is my live reporting. I will watch this week's after this episode. I'll come back with notes every week of what Danielle
I love
is sharing
this segment.
With us.
I love this segment. Let's just call it Amanda meets Danielle.
Amanda's getting to know Danielle a little bit better, and I want to share that information with all of you.
I love this. Okay. And I told you that I would go to town on Becky's Facebook page.
Right.
I want to just share. We have a great Facebook group, guys. It's called Backdoor Friends. If you're not in already, what are you doing? Get in there. I just plopped a little link to Becky's Facebook profile in there, and our BDFs went to town.
He's now friends with Becky.
I know. She's doing the Lord's work that
She
one.
Is doing the Lord's work over there.
So I just want to share some of the comments I thought were great. One of BDF Nicole, I'm not going to give last names.
Yes.
Has a mutual friend.
That's terrifying.
And I said, I will interview you personally. Get the story, find out everything you can, and then come on the pod. And we'll do it on Patreon behind a paywall. No one will know because no one listens.
The voice thing. We'll do anything you need to tell us what you find out.
You know, he's wearing the Don't Tread on Me shirt. We had a lot of comments about that. She has the profile picture that says, I have an immune system. Lots of comments about that.
Correct. You and I probably had that little ring on our Facebook that says, you know, vaccinate to stay safe.
Like stronger together, you know, that kind of thing.
Stay home to stay safe.
Yep.
No, she has an immune system. Congratulations, Becky.
Claire, one of our star BDFs,
said
she would choose to be around Cody versus this woman.
I think I would too, actually.
America says that she loves the MLM shilling. Would not expect less. I agree.
No. I mean, we got to check our antioxidants.
Yep. Robin says, I'm uncomfortable in at least 14 different ways. Now, this is great. Samantha steps forward and she's like, what's with the photo of them? Dude has her in a headlock while simultaneously shaking her hand. How did these people procreate six times? Zero sexual chemistry, two weirdos. Okay?
Oh, God, they're so weird.
So thank you guys for coming through with your wisdom there. Also, I want to point out, I shared with you, there's a lot of pics of them with their kids, which is fine. Great. One of them with their kids in the hot tub. We talked about this.
I said to you, I have no desire to go swimming with my father.
No.
In any way, shape, or form.
No,
we're good.
I was an adult. No,
we're good. I'd swim with my mother. I'd go in a hot tub with my mother.
Sure.
But not my father. That feels weird.
It feels real weird. Maybe it's the 80s in us. Feels weird.
It does. I don't like it. I don't like it.
So it's been 2 months since the Merrifields proposed to Natalia. Mm-hmm. And he has been gone for 6 weeks.
This motherfucker. Oh, the other thing. Danielle did confirm that she homeschools her children.
Shocker. Those poor fucking kids.
They're
hashtag
screwed.
Save those kids.
Those kids are screwed.
Danielle is packing to go down there. Mm-hmm. Garrick and Natalia are planning their wedding.
Right. I think she's probably not hearing from Garrick a peep.
Nope. Sam shows up. Hero.
Okay. Yes.
Well, hero from last episode, not hero of this episode.
Not so much.
Danielle tells the camera, Garrick and I, it's real tense around here. Like, we've only spoken when we absolutely need to talk about the kids or, you know, whatever. And work she says, whatever. We've had to sort out things with the Lord. God is the third person in their marriage.
Oh, 100%. I think it'd be very scary to have to sort out things with the Lord. I don't know what that means.
The Lord ain't happy with me, Amanda.
No, I don't want to sort out anything with the Lord. The Lord's going to look at me real funny.
Sam tells the camera, things have been real rocky between Danielle and Idiot. And she says, there were nights where Idiot Boy had to come over to our house and stay. Okay.
Yeah, it's not good.
So Danielle tells Sam, guess what? I'm pregnant. Now, do you think this is Sam's first time hearing this?
No, I feel like this is no one's first time hearing this.
Agreed.
Either Garrick or Sam or the Sam's General, whatever. Sam's General. Yeah, but yeah, she pregante.
Bergner. Yeah. Bergner. So Sam is like, what the fuck are you going to do? And she's like, I don't know. I don't know if Garrick and I will be together. Sam tells the camera, I'm real worried. Ick boy is going to stay in Brazil
and
not come back.
We're all worried about this.
I'm not worried. I need him to be out of the country.
I would actually like him to be out of the country, but I think it's very likely that he would not come back.
I need him to be out of the country, and I need a force field to be around him to keep him isolated in Brazil, because I also don't want him hurting other women.
That's true. He really, actually, you know where he needs to go? He needs to go. Remember that Fortitude of Solitude that Superman had,
yes,
that ice palace?
Yes, yes.
That's where Garrick needs to go. Go to the Fortress of Solitude, never to be heard from again.
So Sam's like, what if Danielle's here with a newborn? She can handle it, dude. She has the Sam's General.
Right.
And she has
her parents live
broke
there.
Down Bruce Dern and her mother. They right. can all help.
And women, Solomon and Jeremiah, they're fine.
Women do this all the time.
She'll be fine.
So then Sam, this is where she lost a little favor with me.
Okay.
Says, I hope this baby brings them together. We don't.
I understand why she says that. Mm. Because she knows that's what they want.
Mm-hmm.
I think what she's really hoping is that this baby, like, breaks Garrick out of his spell. I don't think it will.
I think we've seen the wall art, right? The five
Correct.
Women.
Yes.
I think that casts a spell. That is, like, the object in the house that casts the spell on the house.
I see. If we could get that painting out.
Garrick is mesmerized by it.
Spell?
It's his vision board, and I think we need to get it out of there.
If we get it out and burn it, I don't think we could. I think it's sort of like, you know, we needed to move the bodies in Poltergeist. I don't think we can just move the art out. I think we need to destroy the art.
Yes. It's like some mysterious orb. Just
creating
problems.
Yes, there's an orb. Well, you were pretty convinced there was an orb in Colorado in general. So, you know.
So Danielle says, I'm supposed to be there for the wedding this weekend. And I'm just like, blah, I'm not going. So Sam asks,
that shit either.
Sam asks how Danielle thinks Garrick will react. She's like, I don't know. She says Natalia's barely speaking to her. She doesn't know why. Maybe she's just busy fucking around with Garrick. Why do we not have a fucking camera crew on
in
Natalia
Brazil.
To keep her safe?
She is alone in a home with him. Well,
we need,
she probably
we need
lives with her mother. Her mother probably does live with her.
Yeah, we need camera.
Mm-hmm.
She never said, I want you at the wedding, sister. Stop with the sister. Stop. Here's what we need to do. We need to put them in a 5-step program, 10-step program.
12-step.
Step number one is just going to be stop saying sister.
Yes. Let's begin with the most basic thing we can do to fix this situation and never use the word sister again unless you're talking about your sister-in-law, Sam.
I was thinking about this yesterday because I really want to start covering Plathville at some point. You know, I have real strong feelings about Olivia Plath because I feel like I was her in another life. So I have some real strong feelings there. And I was thinking about Ethan, and I had love for Ethan for a very long time.
I know you. Mm-hmm. You had and love for Ethan, and you believed in their love.
I will continue that.
Okay.
I shouldn't say I'll continue because I hate him now, but I'll stand by my opinion of the past.
At the time. Yes. With the information you had in front of you.
Yep. I really thought he was trying to escape the cult. And then it occurred to me, like, what do you do when the cult is your family?
It's hard.
That is a double.
And he's so young. It's bad. Yeah. He was so young and ugh.
So like Danielle's cult is the family.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Anyway, she says she feels selfish. Like she goes, I think Natalia is selfish and just wants Garrick to herself. Like, does she even want a sisterhood?
No. Mm-mm. No, she doesn't. She's made that perfectly clear.
This is like the sisterhood, the traveling ick.
Do you think she still wears the vagina necklace or has she taken that off, thus severing her relationship with Danielle?
Again, I think the vagina necklace is a secret
amulet of some sort.
The hourglass.
Yes.
And it's a countdown to when she murders Garrick in his sleep.
Oh.
That's what I'm thinking.
It's the final.
This is a new theory that I'm rolling out right now live.
Okay. I did not see that coming, but go on.
Danny says, I think maybe she hoped Garrick and I were going to break up. She starts to cry.
I think that is exactly what she hopes.
Oh my God. Am I doing these guys before the Davises?
Oh shit.
Sorry. It's just going to have to go that way this week. Okay.
It
happened.
I forgot about the Davises.
I did too. It was so brief.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine.
They just commit crimes on s'mores, but we'll get over there. So Danielle calls. Are you ready for this, guys? He is listed in her phone. Amanda, hold your puke in. Okay. As my beloved protector, Garrick. Okay, God. I have a question for you, and this is a serious question.
Yes.
How is he protecting her? Right now, how is he protecting her?
Not at all.
He's hurting her.
He does nothing to protect her. He doesn't give a shit about her.
Maybe it's like a Rob and Teenie situation from Love During Lockup where she thinks he's protecting her physically.
Right.
But he is not caring for you emotionally at all. At all.
He doesn't give a fuck about her.
No.
He only cares about his fetish item of Brazilian women.
Again, he is staring at his vision board and collecting the women. Mm-hmm. That's what he's doing.
Oh, the other thing I forgot from the Danielle interview is she held up that dress that she wore at the conversation with Broke Down Bruce Stern mm-hmm. and the Sam's General, mm-hmm. that red dress.
Yeah.
She thinks she got it from Shein.
Oh,
and okay. It's very comfortable and she might be willing to sell it.
Sell it for how much? She probably paid $16 for it.
I know. And it took her 8 weeks to get from China.
Oh, like, Jesus Christ. Okay.
Oh okay. Anyway.
So he's got a, so she calls him, right? Her beloved protector. He's like, oh, hey, babe. Oh, wait, let me do the voice. What am I doing?
Hold on. Well, and that was way too animated.
Oh, hey, babe. And he's got a fucking tank top on.
Of course he does.
I hate him. He's like, I'm good. I'm just relaxing, hanging at the beach with my side piece while you're home raising our children and running our business. And he's like, I'm struggling with the loophole bureaucracy down here. You know, it's crazy hard how hard they make it to become a sex tourist. Yeah, dude. Yeah. These plans are in place for a reason.
Right.
For people like you.
Women.
Jesus.
Protect the women.
He says, hopefully we're going to have our wedding this weekend and I'd like you to come. And she's like, I'm not coming.
Stop for a second. hopefully we will have our wedding this weekend and I would like you to come. Mm-hmm. You want me to fly halfway around the world for hopefully? Fuck right off.
Right. And who's going to raise our kids while I'm gone? I'm not sticking them with broke down Bruce Dern. Who knows what's going to happen there? Actually, I did just say those people could. The Sam's General can raise the children.
The Sam's General. Mm-hmm. Like, boys would go over to the Sam's General. It would be fine. Yes. They probably would be a lot better off because I think the Sam's General would put them in school.
Although, would the Sam's General feed them those tiny pizzas? We don't know.
Yeah.
So she's like, I don't know. I don't think I could come. And I don't think she wants me there. I'm like, how? This got all my anxiety up because I'm like, how long are you waiting to buy this plane ticket? It's going to be $5,000.
They don't give it. And you know they only fly first class. That's like a $10,000 ticket.
He's like, just come. And she says, well, I'm pregnant. Wah, wah. And we get this long pause.
Oh, well, that's a surprise. That's a blessing from God. I definitely didn't expect that.
Oh, just jump off a cliff, dude. Please put us all out of our misery.
Let's start. Did she get pregnant on purpose?
Yes.
I think so, too.
Yes. She just did. I hate to be that way, like, oh, she trapped him. Because it's his responsibility, too.
Absolutely. But I think totally she was trying to grasp onto anything she could. She
totally did.
To get his energy back here. Because the teen boys aren't enough right now.
And now they have little.
A baby might be enough.
Now they have little Mary Magdalene.
Mary Magdalene. Yikes.
It's the only Mary I know. Well, there's the Mary.
There's the Mary. There's the big one.
That kid is named Mary.
No doubt. If it's a girl.
I think it's a girl. I think I heard it's a girl. Yeah.
I think it's a girl too.
So she said, he goes, you know, I didn't expect that. And she's like, well, I'm overwhelmed right now. And I think it'll be awkward, like me just kind of slinking around in the background.
Mm-hmm.
He says, oh, yeah. But if you don't come, I think it'll hurt her feelings. So again, he wants Danielle there so Natalia is okay with it. Not correct. Prioritizing Danielle's feelings. He not being like, oh my God, feelings. You're 2 months pregnant. Of course I don't want you to do this trip.
Right.
Stay with our boys. Stay where you are. You're fine.
As soon as we get married, I will be right home.
It's not about that. It's about Natalia.
He doesn't give a fuck about Danielle. And that's makes me sad for her.
I bet you Natalia's pregnant.
Oh God.
It could be a Laura Ingalls, Ma Ingalls situation where they're pregnant at the same time. Totally could.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
So she's like, you know, I can't right now. I'm just sorry I can't. And she cries. And I just wrote, what a douchebag he is.
I hate him.
He says, okay, well, I'll call you tomorrow. I love you. You're special. And I'm very excited. I'm getting his voice down, I think.
You really are.
I think I'm getting it down. At first, it was some weird, creepy thing, but it's happening.
You're getting it. And what's best is that, like, you do this head thing as you do it.
I do. I'm very animated.
Which is very similar to what he does. You're really embodying him, which I'm a little scared about. Do I need to get Timmy?
Hide your wife, hide your kids. I'm turning into Garrett Merrifield.
Should I get Timmy to, like, watch you just in case there's a morphing that happens? Mm-hmm. We can nip it in the bud.
Can you imagine if I morphed into him? So I would leap off a cliff.
Yes. You would put all of us out of our misery.
I would. So he says, try to focus on that blessing that God just gave us. Danielle tells the camera, God put me and Garrick together and he's never changed it.
Nope.
And but we need to be a united front and we haven't been. Mm-mm. That's
Things
it.
Not good.
That's
Things
where we leave
not
them.
Not good.
Meanwhile, the Davises, they're committing crimes against s'mores. I don't know what is happening here. They're burning those marshmallows to a crisp. And I know that you should brown a marshmallow, but they're burning it to a crisp.
I'm sorry. The only acceptable way to do a marshmallow is to burn it to a crisp. Mm-mm. And Mm-mm. then you pull Mm-mm. off the burn Mm-mm. part. Mm-mm. You eat it. And then Mm-mm. you retoast. Amy.
No.
Amy. Oh. No.
This might be a divide between us that we can never mend.
This is a divide. Because you and I are very aligned on many things. Not the cheese. That's a you mm-hmm. thing. That's
mm-hmm.
fine.
Mm-hmm. But that's why we work. Because in a situation, I can eat all the cheese.
You get all the cheese. Yeah. If any marshmallow does get burned by accident, I will happily take it.
Okay.
So it will work.
Okay.
Okay.
So if we're in a house and it burns down with us inside and there happens to be a bag of marshmallows in the pantry.
Yes.
And we survived the fire.
Of course.
You'll eat those marshmallows.
Of course.
Okay.
All right.
Good. Sounds good.
They can't be in the plastic because then that would get gross. I'd probably get cancer. They'd somehow have to have come out of the plastic mm-hmm. and then gotten cooked, and then I would eat them. I'd eat them all.
When your house burns down, does all your Jiffy Pop and stuff pop? Like, does your popcorn pop? That's a serious question.
I don't know, but I never thought about that.
Timmy's house Jiffy burned pop. Down. Timmy's childhood home burned down, but I don't think there was popcorn in there.
Oh, that we know of. I miss Jiffy Pop.
Oh, yeah. My Gram used to make Jiffy Pop all the time for us. Such a treat. She never on the microwave. So even up until like 5 years before she died, she would do Jiffy Pop for
us. I felt Jiffy Pop was a big treat. Like, we were going to have a movie night. We got Jiffy Pop.
Yes. Graham would take us up to the grocery store. We would each pick out a TV dinner because she never cooked real food.
Okay, sure.
We would get the Jiffy Pop. We'd go to her house. We'd pop it all in. And she'd force us to watch like Amityville Horror or The Exorcist. And we were like nine. So, yeah. It was fun. Fun times. So they're drinking some wine and they're burning some marshmallows and they have to talk to Nick about how they finally broke Danielle down. They finally did it. And they got her to agree to marrying someone against my will. And Jenny says, you know, we need to bring Nick into this. We need to bring... Now, right. Nick tells the camera, my current wife seek out the potentials, but I need to check in with Danielle. He says, you know, I think just taking... So he's like, what do you need from us? And she's like... Right. Taking the time to debrief before and after dates, making sure we talk about this. And Danielle tells the camera, there's a lot on the line here. There's a lot at stake. Like, I have to marry this lady.
Right.
And I'm only 24.
That's the thing. It's not just the new woman and the dating and the fear of, like, you know, not having enough of Nick's time. She has to legally marry this person.
Yeah.
Where it's like, no, this is not a normal mm-hmm. situation. I mean, none of this is normal, but like, this is a whole other level.
Now, I have a theory because in Nick's confessionals, we see him with his amulet.
Okay.
But I did not get a voicemail this week.
Mm, okay.
So here's what I think. I think Nick is trying to bring the manosphere to us.
Oh,
to yell at Garrick.
Ah.
But Garrick is off the map.
He's not in the country right now, so it doesn't know what to do.
The manosphere can't reach him. They're not leaving America.
No, we speak the superior language, English. They're not leaving.
They're not leaving.
No.
So anyway, Danielle tells Nick, look, I'm ready. I'm ready to get married, find a wife of my own. And she tells the camera, I'm playing this cool, but I'm secretly terrified.
She's not into this.
So now I wonder, is he using the amulet to harness the manosphere? Or is he using the amulet to try to, like an orb, brainwash Danielle?
Okay. 80s, whenever there was an orb or something that brainwashed people, it was like...
I was just going to say, can I say I am clearly a 70s and 80s kid? Because I always think there are objects around us that control us.
And they always have a sound that's like...
Yeah, kind of sounds like Moe and Curly from Three Stooges. So he's like, he's wearing that amulet, and I think he's trying to brainwash her. He says, look, I'm worried in the back of my mind Danielle is not okay with this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we leave them. Now, next time on.
Yes.
I think, guys, I was telling Amanda, I think there's 16 episodes of this.
I'm here for that. I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's actually not enough. But
this was episode 8.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it was the mid season.
I feel like when this series started, it was a tenner. It was a 10 episode situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now the better and crazier the shit gets, the more episodes they need.
Yeah. I mean, Matt Sharp is not stupid.
We really just need. The world is a shit place right now, right? Mm-hmm, 2024 mm-hmm. sucks. We've all agreed on this.
It's sucked for me so far.
The only thing that would make it better is if we could just have a constant couple to thruple, then seeking sister wife, and then a couple to thruple and a seeking sister. Mm-hmm, just back and mm-hmm, forth, back mm-hmm. and forth forever.
I agree.
That'll make life better.
By the way, let's check in. Did Ramen ever reply to our drunk text?
Ramen has, in fact, not replied at all to our drunk text.
What the fuck? Okay. I
expected more from him than that.
Yeah, Ramen. Jesus. Okay. Next time on. April's brother Billy visits the Davises and he reads her for filth.
Yes, good. Mm-hmm. Naeem also looks remarkably like her. They look very similar.
They look very similar. Naeem and Nalia meet with Muslim polygamous friends.
Sure.
Sarah is grilled by Shane and Ashley at like a kitchen table sitch. Like, put it out here. Let's get this done.
We need you to know everything. And are you in? Are you in? Are you in?
But that's it. If we don't see the Merrifields next week, I'm going to riot in the streets.
They can't not put the Merrifields on. This is the money shot. This is the thing everybody cares about.
Who's the producer down in Brazil with Garrick? Why are we not getting this? Why are we not getting... Today, we went to the beach and Natalia had a real hot bathing suit on. And my little Christian stood right up for her. I don't know what he's saying.
I don't want to think about Garrick's little Christian. I don't. He's much happier without that.
Garrick's little Christian.
Christian soldier. Oh, you know he calls it his Christian soldier. You know he does.
All right, guys, we're done. We're done.
We might get canceled or go to hell. Or both.
We're done. We're done.
The end of this.
You know what? We won't, because we have some BDFs who are God loving folks who will and protect
they
us.
They don't hate us.
They'll wrap us in an aura of protection from
this. They see us. They realize we are good people, even though we're making fun of this Joker.
And they realize he is giving them all a bad name and they need to protect everybody from
him. I would
him.
Not want to claim this man as a godly person.
No. All right, guys, if you haven't already, if you want to support the show, please jump over to Patreon, Supercast, or Apple subscriptions where we cover. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
90 Day Fiancé, Love in Paradise.
Boom.
Love During Lockup.
Boom.
Sister Wives.
Boom.
And Gen X content.
Boom.
And soap opera content.
Boom. And soon to be MILF Manor.
Soon. No, that's going to be on free.
Oh, free. Okay.
For sorry. All.
Sorry.
Free for all.
If I can't keep track of this shit.
MILF Manor, we need to talk about it too. We need to share that with the world.
Yeah, the world needs to know about this.
So I feel like hopefully that will have a couple to thruple feel to it. So
I hope so. This is a good trashy dummies on an island situation.
It's what we want. It's what we want. It's all what we want. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Join our Facebook group, Backdoor Friends. Follow me on Instagram at Lil Miss Recap. And that's it.
That's it, friends.
Thank you. And we'll see you next week.
Take care, everyone.
Bye, Christian soldiers.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.